When one considers the losses suffered by Russia during the First World War, and when one considers that 22 million Soviets would die during the Second World War, we're talking about an extraordinary, appalling loss of life in the Soviet Union, Russia, in a 30-year period. By 1939, then, Joseph Stalin had rid himself of political rivals. He had eliminated all the old Bolsheviks with connections to Lenin or Trotsky. He had forged a new system that was operated by new men created and loyal to him personally and to the Stalinist regime. In the process, he had created a pervasive system of terror run by the secret police and crafted a political system that many would argue was totalitarian. Indeed, as we will see, when we turn our attention to Germany under the Nazis, this notion of a totalitarian regime that would link the Soviet Union under Stalin and Germany under the Nazis was one of the new departures, one of the new innovations of this star-crossed 20th century. We will have opportunity to talk about the nature of totalitarianism as we examine the Third Reich, but certainly its characteristics were clear in the emerging Soviet Union under Stalin by the early 1930s. A system on the one hand based on a system of terror aimed at ferreting out opponents of the regime or potential opponents, a reinforcing ideology with repeated emphases on the positive achievements of the regime, and most important of all, regimes driven by an ideological conviction that they have discovered the key to history, in this case dialectical materialism derived from Marx. Regimes convinced of their own righteousness, their own correct interpretation of the past, the present, and ultimately the future. Regimes which claimed not simply the public person, but the private person as well. Regimes that would attempt to efface the distinction between public and private life, whose claim was to the total person, whose claim was totalitarian.